Hey, everybody, welcome to the program today. And Catherine Peruse, hello, welcome to you also.
Well, hello, Barbara. Thank you very much for having me today.
Absolutely. You know, if you are in a warm place, Catherine, just don't tell me about it, okay?
Okay, we won't talk about it.
Oh, dear me. All right. Hey, everybody, you know, from Thanksgiving through the New Year celebrations, everything is supposed to be about happy families, and there's nothing to see here. But we know that problems do exist, and these problems can be exacerbated. They can be made worse by the pressures of this season. All the food and events and gifts and commitments, and yes, yikes, families. Catherine Peruse is a licensed counselor. She practices here in our local area. She has tons of experience in all of this, and she's here to help us sort out the pressures that can happen and give us some real life strategies to stay on top. My name is Barbara, and okay, we are off to our first break right now, but keep it right here on your favorite radio stations or join us anywhere at the internet, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Save now with Bi-Mart's Christmas Savings Book, arriving in your mailbox this week. Inside, you'll find 16 pages of store-wide savings. Save on decorative throws and pillows. Small appliances make great gifts for all. And save on everyone's favorite snacks and holiday beverages. Watch for our Christmas Savings Book in your mailbox and find it posted online at Bi-Mart.com. Our employee owners are bringing you more Christmas savings and value every day this holiday season. Bi-Mart, where your membership matters.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision here to talk to you about insurance company steering. Steering happens when you call your insurance company to report a claim, and they suggest that you go to one of their preferred shops instead of telling them that it is your choice where to go. The dirty little secret behind this is that that body shop has signed a contract with the insurance company to use imitation Chinese parts, junkyard parts, and other things to reduce the price of the repairs. So the body shop gets the work, the insurance company gets the discount, and I ask you, what do you get? At North Idaho Collision, we care more about quality than we do about profits. So North Idaho Collision will never sign contracts that don't benefit our customers. Simply put, we care about you and the way your vehicle is repaired. If you feel the same way that we do, you can find us at 148 David Thompson Drive in Bonners Ferry. Our phone number is 208-267-9995. Again, that's 208-267-9995. Or you can find us on the web at nicrepaircenter.com.
P1FCU's Ascend Checking is a simple free checking account that gives you the flexibility to earn dividends. Plus, get anytime account access with online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, and no minimum balance requirements. So, level up your finances with an Ascend Checking account. Learn more at p1fcu.org/ascend. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Chad from The Easy Home Buyer, and I pay cash for houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 208-877-6000. I can pay cash and close in as little as 1 week. I am a local private real estate investor, and I am here to help you. I buy multiple houses every month in any condition and any price range in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, behind in payment houses. I will even buy foreclosures and haunted houses. Woo! Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I love buying fixer-uppers. Regardless of your situation, I understand life happens, and I would love to talk with you and see how I can help. If you want to sell fast, call me today at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everyone, welcome in again. Here we are back. We are with Catherine Peruse today. She's a licensed counselor, as I said earlier. And Catherine, again, thank you for being with us and being a repeat guest on this program. Sure appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, I want to just jump in with, you know, we do want to be alert to the importance of this topic, because whether it's depression, mental illness, or just frustration, it may worsen during the holiday season. Is that correct?
Well, it can, because we have such high expectations we place on this time of year. Most people look at the holidays as this wonderful, magical time where everything's going to go perfectly, and it rarely does. And
you
so
know,
that can lead to a lot of disappointment.
Indeed. In fact, years and years ago, actually, it was a part of Peace Corps training, because we were, when you're young and idealistic and heading out for your first big world event, we were told over and over again, great expectations can create great disappointment. So be real with what you think is going to happen, and it sure applies to this, just as you said. I want to separate our talks into two areas right up at the front. And one, we did a show earlier, Catherine, where it talked about the short days and the dark days and the daylight savings time messing us up. But that's a part of it, isn't it, from your perspective, that the dark days and the shorter days, especially in these northern climes, it affects us, and it affects many of us negatively.
Absolutely, it does. I've spoken to primary care providers that feel that everybody who lives in North Idaho should be taking vitamin D, because we just aren't getting enough sunshine because it's not available. So not only does it, for many people, just affect their mood, they miss seeing the bright sunlight, they're also missing that vitamin D.
And that affects our mental attitude. I mean, this is getting into not just kind of a nutritional issue, but actually the way our mind works and our moods work.
Absolutely. A lot of the things that we get from sunshine, the vitamin D, the other things, all contribute to what our mood is. And some people appear to be very much more susceptible to a lack of those kind of things than others.
Yeah, you know, you can tell the difference if you're walking along here on the Dover Trail on a winter day when you meet people on kind of a gray, cold, blustery day, and then you meet them on a sunshiny day. Honestly, everybody says hi to everybody. When the sunshine comes out, you actually are looking at each other going, isn't this a great day?
Yep, absolutely. And it's just, for some, it's even more pronounced.
Yes.
So being aware of our own response to sunlight and how much we need it.
Okay, so the days are darker and shorter, and this is a challenge for everyone, certainly up here where we live. And the other focus of our mental health, both from, you know, the less serious to the more serious, is this, what you were calling this, the great expectation, or the expectation of these holidays. First of all, explain that to us again. What is it about this season that we get all wrapped up in and get disappointed sometimes?
Well, it's portrayed in books, novels, magazine articles, the covers on the magazine articles, movies, as this joyous, wonderful, loving time of year where no matter what, families overcome any strife. And in reality, it doesn't work that way. Uncle Bernard is still going to be Uncle Bernard every Christmas. That's not magically going to change because it's the holiday. And so having realistic expectations about how the holiday season is going to progress and what you want it to look like.
You know, I really like that we need to be about every year you know, defining the way the holidays are going to look for us, because things change, people change. I was thinking while you were talking about, we have childhood memories, and those childhood memories are over. I mean, you know, the tree looks different. Mom and Dad aren't here. I mean, you can't go back to that. It's a cherished memory, but you cannot recreate it. And the other thing that I thought of when you said magazines, I mean, we all grew up and they still roll them out, those Norman Rockwell paintings. I mean, you know, it is beautiful, and I have had moments like that where it felt like that, but that's not the norm, is it?
Not typically. And we put a lot of stress on ourselves. If you're cooking for 6, 8, 10, 15 or more people, what about all the added stress of that?
Yes.
On top of having all those people in your home, or you're going to someone else's home, and while we may love our family, sometimes some of our family can be difficult to get along with.
You know, even if the family, let's say that, you know, it's just a typical family. You love each other. Everything's good. You know, Uncle Bernard isn't that bad. But still, like you say, it's all the cooking. And now, you know, gluten-free, vegan, don't eat meat, eat this, eat that. And the gifts. And I think I put in my notes smiling. Sometimes your face actually gets a little fatigued from smiling through it all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many times does somebody walk by and go, smile, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
And, you know, if for whatever reason your holiday is not going that well, if you just want to say, yeah, right. No, I don't want to smile.
You know, go ahead.
It's okay. It's okay to think that sometimes.
Definitely, definitely. You know, before we get into some more serious issues here about mental illness and suicidal thoughts and that, let us take a moment to talk about some of the things that at this level where we're, you know, it's just a lot of food and a lot of family and a lot of activities and it's all good, but it's a lot and it's condensed into kind of a short season. What are some of the strategies? What are some of the tools that we can implement, Catherine, that would help us stay on top, stay in control, if I can say that, though control is a kind of a, you know, an elusive word, but to stay on top of it at those levels that I'm talking about?
Well, try to set things up that are realistic. If you've never made Christmas dinner before, that's your first time, is probably not the time to invite 15 people. If you have a very, very tiny home, maybe you don't want to invite 20 people. Making sure that you keep your sleep patterns the same. Try not to overindulge in all the special foods that everybody has, which tend to be pretty rich, more difficult to digest, and so they can interrupt our sleep. Just that simple.
You know, I like that you mentioned the rich food. I hadn't thought of that. I was thinking more in terms of just plain overeating, overindulging, but actually the foods itself, we may not be so used to so many desserts. I certainly am not, or you know, the richness of the foods, or somebody else's cooking. We get used to our own cooking. So all of that to be alert to, and maybe practice that very popular word, moderation, right?
Yep. It is one of my favorite words. Moderation. Yes, have some, but don't overindulge.
Yeah.
You're just adding fuel to the fire of struggling to deal with what's typically a very hectic season. Well, going to fun things, but also lots of stress.
Yeah, doing fun things is a part of the stress too, even though it is fun. You know, what about our calendar? Do you think that people need, you know, be alert to your calendar? If you see that you've already got something pretty special scheduled, like lunch with the girls on Thursday, then that should be it for that day. I mean, if you're working or whatever you must do. But don't keep saying, oh, I can do that, I can do that. Just spread things out a little bit. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's having healthy boundaries. I know that evening time is not my best time. I get tired. And so I try to schedule things like lunch dates in the holidays because it's easier for me. And I do better. That's my personal preference. So being aware of what typically works better for each of us is important. If you hate parties that last till 11 or 12, well, don't go to them, or go to them for a shorter period of time. My husband and I always joke, he loves staying up late. So when we go to Christmas parties, we take two cars. I leave early, he stays and enjoys what he loves, and we're both happy. So it takes some of that stress off of me being expected to stay.
I love that, Catherine. We are two peas in a pod because Gary knew when we were walking out the door for an evening party, really whatever time of year, but he would just look at me and say, do you already know what time you want to leave? I'm considering it right now, so stay tuned. But he was good to me that way. I have two questions for you still in this area of ways that we can exert really healthy attitudes and healthy control. One is alcohol. What to do when alcohol is offered and or not offered, and you should not be offering it to some people. And the other kind of is hooked into that, and that's boundaries. You mentioned the word boundaries. So important. How do we establish them, and how do we maintain them in the pressure of the season?
It's always hard. But boundaries are hard anyway. And so if you don't want to drink for whatever reason, that should never be pushed on it. Always have, options available. I've even brought my own club soda.
Yes.
So that I know that I'll have something I like to drink. Because I don't drink a lot. But I am picky about what I drink. So having something that I like with me means I don't have to worry about it. So be proactive. Certainly never push anybody to drink. And people tend to get a little carried away with their drinking. And again, there's that term, moderation. With a hectic holiday schedule, the last thing everybody needs is the horrible way you feel the next day. So, again, moderation in everything, whether it's food, whether it's liquor, whether it's the hours that you keep or the number of events you do in a day, moderation.
You know, I love that, moderation and boundaries. And like you say, this is true all year long. It just gets kind of hyper and condensed during this holiday season where, again, there are such expectations that we place on ourselves and we place on others. I like your idea, and I've done it, and I have friends who do it, where they bring their own, whatever their choice is, whether it's a kind of wine they like or a sparkling cider or just tonic water or sparkling water, something that they know. And the other thing, as a host or a hostess, even for a small group, have plenty of options for people to have whether it's coffee, tea, water, you know, it should not all be alcohol. Or maybe if you really know who your some of your guests are, you might want to be alcohol free. There's just no reason to always serve, you know, in a small group, I'm thinking, when you know there are people there that are sober and staying sober, that you would not even offer them, or you wouldn't have alcohol. I think that's reasonable to do, because everybody can go an evening together without alcohol.
Oh, absolutely. There's, I mean, typically if it's a family kind of event where there's a lot of different ages, I tend to offer less alcoholic choices, if any.
Totally.
And that's a personal choice. A personal choice for the hostess and a personal choice for the attendee.
Yeah.
Which way they want to go.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, listen, Catherine, is the best number for our audience, if they want to follow up with this with you and they want to talk to you personally about some of their personal issues and their personal challenges, I've got 208-265-6798. Is that correct?
No.
It's not. It's, okay, everybody, forget that number. What is the right number?
It's 208-920-5600.
Oh, that's easier than the number I gave, which was also... All right, 208-920-5600. We'll be repeating that again, everybody. So get a pencil, piece of paper out, and get it in your phone. If you would like to talk to Catherine one-on-one and kind of go through some of your personal issues that you may have that we're not actually getting to exactly today, I encourage you to do that. 208-920-5600. Okay, we're up against our first break, or our second break. We're going to take it right now.
We can't explain it. So many people have been winning cash jackpots at the Kootenai River Casino in Bonner's Ferry that we've started calling it the Winter of Winning. And I'm afraid December won't be any different. Lots of winning! Our daily hot spins can make you eligible for cold, hard Plinko cash. And our Kootenai Falls Lodge rooms are just $79 weekdays and $99 on weekends. And if winning stresses you out, we have a December head-to-toe special in the spa that includes anti-stress facial, a pedicure, 30-minute massage, and a scalp ritual. 2 hours of spa services for just $109. Plus, we have great dining options in the Springs restaurant. Yep, the Winter of Winning could mean you walk away loaded with December Plinko cash. That'll make for a nice holiday. Book your December getaway by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Subscribe to the 2022 Forever H with the Bonner County Daily V and enter to win a 7-day all-expense trip to Honolulu. Join our hometown's most comprehensive print source of local news, serving our area for nearly 60 years. The Daily V's motivated staff offers you in-depth reporting and all the latest breaking news reports. Subscribe to the Daily V today with their 2022 Forever H all-access plan. Go to BonnerCountyDailyV.com.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
You trained, you practiced, you sacrificed for the team, you gave maximum effort, and left it all on the field. Now life has a different use for your skills, a greater call to play on a field where victory is measured not in the win column, but in the lives of the friends, family, and country you'll serve. With world-class training, we'll coach you to be excellent in all you do. Don't defer your dreams. Live close to home, serve around the world, and play for America's home team, the Air National Guard.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Everybody, welcome back in. It's Speak Up. My name is Barbara. My guest is Catherine Peru. She is a licensed counselor that works and serves here her clients in Sandpoint. Do you serve other areas also, Catherine? Do you have people that reach out from, I don't know, Coeur d'Alene, Bonner's Ferry, Montana?
I do. I have clients all over in Idaho with the increase in availability of telehealth.
Yes.
I see people from all over the state.
Oh, that's excellent. That number again, if you're interested, 208-920-5600. And Catherine, I don't know if you can hear the ads that run when we're kind of on break, but we had an ad from Kootenai River, and it's talking about spa treatments and massages and pedicures and manicures. And I know all of our Boundary County listeners up there, you guys, it's an easy breezy stop for you guys to get in there and take advantage of that. Because if you're talking my language on how to detox me and calm me down during the holidays, you give me a massage and I'm your girl. And of course, there are tons of services for massages and spa treatments and facials and whatever right here in our Sandpoint area. Do you take advantage of those kinds of options, Catherine?
Not as often as I'd like, that's for darn sure. My schedule's fairly hectic, and so I tend to fall back on things like going for a walk on my property. I have the luxury of owning some property, and I love walking around on that, taking a walk through the Pine Street Woods, even down at the beach, unless the wind is howling.
Yes.
Even in the wintertime, it's beautiful.
It is.
Another number that I would like to stress to people is the new 988 number for contacting a hotline.
Okay.
Which is a national endeavor. It just kicked in a couple months ago. And it will route you automatically based on where you're calling from to the hotline for state.
And what is that number?
988.
Oh, that's it. Just 988. The three. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Wonderful. Yep. Thank you. And we're going to get into the more serious side here. I just want to say one more thing because we are kind of touching on it now. When you talk about walking in the woods, oh my goodness, walking in nature and doing what pleases you, whether it's a massage or a pedicure or a walk in the woods or just a cup of tea all on your own, looking at the snowfall or the sunshine, it's self-care. And so we've been talking about us in relation to other people and them and us, but really there's a huge element here, isn't there, Catherine, that's self-care, how we can take care. It's so important that we take care of ourselves in however we can do that. You mentioned vitamin D. That's a very clear effort that we can make in self-care.
Absolutely. Self-care, any kind of exercise, and it doesn't have to be going to an expensive gym.
Yeah.
It can be a 20-minute walk. If you're doing moderate exercise, okay, walking, you can completely reoxygenate all the blood in your body in under 5 minutes. That has to be good for us. It just has to be. And it will that kind of exercise will reset your body's rhythms, its chemical levels back to a baseline, which is going to be calming. That's why you feel better after you go, most people do, after you go for a walk or you do some other, and it doesn't have to be bench pressing 250 pounds.
My goodness, no, no, no. That doesn't speak to my heart at all.
It doesn't to me either. And it doesn't have to be running 5 miles. I've never been a runner. But I do enjoy thoroughly a relaxing walk. I take my dog and away we go.
Yeah.
Our pets can be a huge support because they just want to love us. And that feels good.
You know, all of those are such good, important ideas, and they are achievable and accessible and doable. Just taking a walk, you can go to the gym, you can go to a Y that usually is not that expensive, and just take an easy class or swim. I love water aerobics, anything like that. And I love the idea of keeping our pets close, walking with them, snuggling with them, and we feel better. Now, we can oxygenate. I love that. I didn't know that. Our whole bodies in like 20 minutes of pretty, you know, not brisk, but medium walking on, right? We can, and that is reoxygenating our brains, because that's where I want to have the stimulation and the oxygen go into, Catherine.
Yep, I agree. It's a wonderful, cheap, as in free, option for getting yourself moving. It will change your mood.
Yes.
And make whatever it is look not quite so insurmountable.
Yeah. You know, Catherine, I know that you have had one of the focus of your counseling, of your work over the years, has been in the areas of suicidal thoughts and suicide. And so we want to move into that area now. It's a much more serious part of what we're talking about today. And so that 988, tell us again about, you know, who is using 988? What is the purpose of that three-digit hotline number?
Well, it's stressing for anybody. I said that wrong. My apology. It is for anyone who is experiencing a crisis. So, yes, it can be a suicidal crisis, but it could also be a crisis of any other kind. It is not just for suicide. It is for anything that individual thinks is a crisis.
That is.
So it might be that I have nothing to feed my children for dinner tonight. That's a crisis if you're a mom.
Indeed. Or I feel like I need to take a drink. That's a crisis.
Absolutely. So the people on the other end of that phone line are trained to help anybody sort through their problem. They don't have answers, okay? I mean, they have resources that they can link people with, but they don't have all the answers. But our brains process things primarily by talking, which is why talk therapy works. And my job as a counselor is not to tell you what the right thing is to do. It's to walk alongside you as you determine what's the right thing for you to do.
Why is it difficult for people to talk about themselves with wisdom? You know, to understand. Some people don't know what they like, or they don't know what they want. And they certainly many times don't know what they need. It's like a breakthrough, isn't it, when a person can talk to you, Catherine, and begin to see themselves with some clarity.
Well, and that's the whole purpose behind talk therapy. It's talking, and any good counselor will not lead you in a direction, but will walk alongside of you as you're trying to achieve your goal. Nobody has a goal to become a drunk in a gutter. Okay? Nobody. Now, that may be where they're headed, but that's not their goal. And so we work to help people recognize how maybe the things that they're choosing to do are interfering with their goals.
You know, it just occurred to me, there are times when people in perhaps serious straits have talked to me, and of course, I love the Lord, and my answers are often the truth and the wisdom of the Bible. But it also occurs to me that this 988 number is a number that we can share with people. If they're not calling me or calling somebody else or even calling you directly yet, you can share that 988 number. So when they do feel like they can want to talk to someone, or then they've got that. So it's a good number to have handy to share, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's been a lot of advertising done for it because it is simple. Like, they made it as simple as they could, you know, playing on our existing 911 emergency feature and translating that to a 988 for a different kind of support.
All right. Well, this is such good information, Catherine. We're up against our last and our final break. We're going to take that break right now. When we come back, we have more information from Catherine Perus, our counselor today, who is, as she says, walking alongside of us as we go through this holiday season.
Mountain Traders is bringing back the old-fashioned joys of Christmas with friendly smiles, a cozy fire, and Christmas music to stir the soul. You'll want to take your time browsing locally crafted knives, furniture, jewelry, antiques, the 12-foot Christmas tree, the largest puzzle selection in the North, and over 200 cookie cutters. There's something for everyone at Mountain Traders, just 10 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Find them on Facebook.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
The employees of Selkirk Press in Sandpoint wish you and yours the warmest and most wonderful holiday season. A family-owned and operated business in Sandpoint since 1924, Selkirk Press would like to thank you for over 90 years of patronage and community support. They look forward to providing you with full-service printing, design, and EDDM mailing services well into the future. Selkirk Press at 1714 Industrial Drive, right off of Foyer by the airport. Merry Christmas to you from everyone at Selkirk Press.
Hi, this is Rich from White Cross Pharmacy. We wanted to let you know that we are still providing COVID shots, including the newly authorized booster shot. We also have regular flu shots and the high-dose shot for seniors. COVID clinics can be found at www.idahoprepmod.com. Just hit Find a Clinic and then search for White Cross in location. There you'll find our clinics. If the internet isn't your thing, give us a call to get your shot scheduled. You can find us at whitecrossrx.com. White Cross Pharmacy since 1922.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, everyone. This is our last segment. We are privileged to be able to talk with Catherine Peruse, a licensed counselor right here. She's a local gal. 208-920-5600 to talk to Catherine. And if it's a crisis situation and you want to get, talking to someone immediately, 988 is the hotline to call. And we just encourage you to do that and to share that number. Well, Catherine, we've touched on suicide and suicidal thoughts, and I want to say I thought coming into this that the holiday season, December, January, would be the highest suicide rate time, but I was reading online, so, take it with a grain of salt, but they said spring was the highest suicide time. Why would that be?
And they don't know exactly why it's higher in the spring. But there's several thoughts about it. If you're feeling depressed or the world looks horrible for whatever reason, it can be increasingly hard to see new birth, new life, when you feel like you're so bereft of hope and life. So that's some of it, and it seems to follow that it's that time of year that is so difficult for people, the spring. So whether you're in the southern hemisphere or the northern hemisphere or when it falls, that's still the hardest time of year for most people.
That's really interesting. Well, when we have friends or family or someone who is struggling with depression on again, off again, or sadness, what should we be looking for so we can be alert to their needs and to how to, if we can't help them, get help for them?
Being attentive to what people are saying and what they're doing. Some of the common indicators, and by no means not a comprehensive list, are making insinuating statements. Well, everybody'd be better off if I wasn't here. Or this is just more than I want to do. Getting rid of treasured items, finding a home for them, making purchases such as a firearm when that person has never had an interest in a firearm before. In North Idaho, most of us have guns in our home. Very, very common. But if someone who has never been interested before suddenly goes and purchases a firearm, I'd be concerned. And so I'd ask. And it needs to be asked in a very straightforward way. And then encouraging that person to seek help, because there is help. Just having suicidal thoughts does not have to lead to a suicide attempt.
Catherine, I think you have said, everything you've said is of value and important, but you said something that I think most people hesitate to do, and that is ask, and ask directly. We just want to not think it's true, or want to put it under the rug, or pretend it couldn't happen to me, or to my family, or my person that's here. Ask, and ask directly. Just take it, and then, love them, tell them, encourage them, and encourage to seek help. That's so important. Ask. Say that again. Why does that help so much? What does that do for that person with those dark thoughts?
Well, it means that someone sees them and sees the pain they're in, and we all want to be seen. None of us want to be in pain alone. And when someone recognizes that perhaps you're feeling suicidal, it's a relief. And it means that that person cared enough to say something. Some of the reasons that people don't ask is it's a very scary question to ask. Because once you get the answer, and if the answer is, yes, I am, well, now, as a caring human being, you need to do something. And the other thing is, I don't know, I'm old enough that long ago we were taught, well, don't give them the idea. You might give them the idea about suicide. And if somebody is depressed and I ask if they are thinking of killing themselves or thinking about suicide, I guarantee you they're not going to go, oh, suicide? Oh, my goodness. I never thought of that. What a good idea. That's just goofy if you think about it realistically. Either they're going to say, yes, they have been, or they're going to say, oh, no, not at all. I'm just having a hard time. Okay, well, you can still be a friend when someone's just having a hard time, the same way you can be a caring person if they are considering suicide.
Amen. That's really true. I just want to, you know, when you said that ask, that really struck my heart, that is kind of the opposite, I think, of what people are comfortable doing, like you said. And we need to move out of that comfort zone. When we start seeing a person who's depressed over time and they start maybe giving things away, as you say, and they're saying things that are like, I can't take this anymore, I don't want to do this anymore, I don't want to get up anymore, whatever, to not just think it's run-of-the-mill, but to deal with it directly. And boy, what a gift that we can give to other people. You know, we're down to about a minute, actually. So leave us with some words of wisdom, Catherine, kind of your last words of encouragement for us. I want to say for me, you give me water, good food, and lots of sleep, and I'm a pretty happy girl. But what can you tell us for final words?
Water, good food, and plenty of rest. You hit the nail on the head.
Oh, good.
Be kind to yourself. And don't overextend yourself to please others. That's probably the biggest thing.
Yes, I agree. I think that self-care, taking care of yourself, be kind to yourself. You know, I know it sounds like a cliche, but Catherine, it's true. When we love ourselves, then we continue to have the capability to love others. We have to be in a good place to reach out with kindness and care. So we're going to let that be the last word. You are a wonderful guest. I thank you so much for sharing with us today, Catherine. Thank you.
It was my pleasure, Barbara. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, everybody, that's the program. I invite you all to come back next Tuesday. Following along, kind of the same theme, author Denise Pass has written an amazing book titled Make Up Your Mind. That's to a great extent how we can fill up and focus our thoughts on more positive, healthy areas. Our heart and our thoughts, and thus our words, can make a big difference in life. Her book is written from a biblical Christian perspective, and it's going to be applicable to everyone. So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying take care, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.